You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? It's The Startup with Monique Leray, and I'm Monique Leray, and this is The Startup. Thank you for joining on Sundays. Coming in, you know, at 4 o'clock. I know it's a lot of time for families to hang out and disconnect. But I believe Sunday's like the first day of my week for work. And so I start my days. I take it off, but I think tomorrow's a holiday too, right? Happy Indigenous Day, happy Columbus Day for people, whatever one you celebrate. I'm always trying to get my hat just right, by the way. Thank you so much for being here and tuning in. I was actually in Chicago this last week, and I had a really, really great week with a client. We're going to be launching a new web series on YouTube very soon. It'll be 15 minutes each episode. We're doing 12 15-minute episodes. And we're attacking an issue that is pretty interesting to me. I really have never had any firsthand experience with it, except for maybe a little bit when I was working on some of the courtroom shows. So seeing it firsthand, seeing this person kind of maneuver through the system and have his friends and family around him. And it's been quite interesting. We're going to do more about it. We'll post more about it. I can't really let you guys know too much about it, except for it's about dads, you know, maybe not being with the mom anymore and having a family and wanting to see their kids and learning about the system. Just how does it work? Like, how do you choose which parent is best? Maybe is there a healthy way to raise kids without, you know, burning the other parent down? So it's an interesting topic. And, you know, I feel like I could learn something from it. You guys could too. I'll keep you posted on it. But if you are, I'll just put this out there. If you are a father and you are in an adverse exchange with your ex or someone that you're still with and you have children with them and you aren't being able to see your kids and you're doing right by your kids, you're paying your bills, you're a good father. We'd like to hear your story. And the reason why we're aiming for fathers and not mothers on this one is because there's not a lot of coverage with the dads. Now, guys, don't come for me. I've worked on a lot of shows. I've worked on courtroom shows and Super Nanny and a few other shows with families. And I've seen both sides of it. And I've helped both sides. So I don't want you to feel like I'm choosing one or the other. But my client here is wanting to pay it forward and create something really beautiful and highlight some things in the system. And you be the judge, right? And doing it in a way that is not by any means hurting the other party or other family members and not bashing them, because there's love there, you know? And can you do it that way? Can you be amicable? And can you do it where you're not, you know, dragging anyone through the mud and you just want to be kind and you just want to see your kids? Can that happen? That's the question. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with this. I'm sure somebody's going to have a problem with something, but that won't be my issue. We're going to just focus on the good stuff. I don't know if I think last week we gave a shout out, but if we didn't, thank you to everyone that participated in the Fuck Cancer Charity. Chef Chris Moore, thank you for your generous contribution. That was auctioned off. Michael Solberg Family Wines. Leah Solberg, thank you so much for your generous contribution. We had Pillar of Love. Thank you so much, Pillar of Love, for your donation. Yeah, there was just so many people that came out and helped. La Casa del Camino, thank you for your generous contribution and donation that was auctioned off. I think they auctioned off a stay at their resort. So that was wonderful. There's a lot of people coming out. They raised millions of dollars that night. So collectively, they raised millions of dollars for this year's event. So it was for the Heroes Gala. And shout out to Lainey. Thank you for including me and my team and everyone that just helped. Cancer, let's see, Care Kit. Thank you, Kelly, for your contribution, your very generous contribution. And Pop Stars, thank you for your generous contribution, too. I think we're going to speak to her today. Vanessa, I'm excited. She'll be coming up a little bit later. So, guys, listen, I'm supposed to have another guest on. I don't see her here yet, but we will have our friend from Pop Stars come on soon. Let's see. Let's recap. All right. We told you about Chicago. I told you about that. I kind of highlighted that a little bit. Let's see. I want to also give you guys a highlight on the next trip. Next month, I'm leaving again. I think I mentioned it a little bit before on last week's show. I'm leaving again out of the country for the month of November. And I'm going to a lot of places, guys. I'm doing it again. You know, we're wrapping it up. You know, we launched our three-part docu-trilogy, the Pandemic Project documentary, the Pandemic film, and the Endemic Project documentary. So that's what I'm working on. The very end of the Pandemic film, just some B-roll from that. And then the Endemic film, some new interviews and some new places that we haven't been. So that way we can say that we covered it all. I mean, we really covered it top to bottom. I remember there was a point in time where I was looking at Antarctica, but I was like, God, I really don't want to get stuck there, you know, because who knows how often the flights are. And I've got a good jacket, but, you know, it's for skiing. I don't want to be stuck in Antarctica. So, guys, we're not going to go to Antarctica, but we can say that we've been everywhere else, every other continent, and have spoken to almost everybody. So, you know, we're thorough. We're thorough with what we've done. And I feel really, really good about it. Now, this third one is going to wrap out and highlight certain things. Okay. So if you feel like you have a story or you know someone that does in these areas, where's my list? Here it is. Let me know. Oh, I got water today because my mouth has always been so, maybe it's like nerves or something. I don't know. All right. So I'm not nervous. I mean, I've been doing this for what, 3 years now? All right. Okay. So, okay. Let me tell you the stories we're looking for. And I know everybody knows somebody. Pandemic Bae, BAE, right? The pandemic love connections that people have made. Maybe you were single before and you shacked down and you found somebody real quick so you didn't have to ride the pandemic out by yourself. I'm interested in those stories. And are you guys still together? Or was it just an agreed upon thing that you're going to be together during this time? And then once it's over or it's subsided a bit, you'll go back to being single. I'm interested in that story. Okay. So the pandemic bays, we want to find you. So let me know. We're looking for divorce stories. We're not looking for anyone to get a divorce unless you need one. There are some pandemic divorces that respond because of, you know, hey, maybe your relationship works where one of you or both of you travel a percentage of the year. And so it's exciting. It's fresh because you don't see each other all the time. And if that just works for you. And then when that person is home all the time and they're in your space, and I like my personal space. I like my space a little bit, right? I'm a creative person and I'm a busy person. So I need my space. So any partner I'm going to have, that would work for me. Might not work with you, but maybe you're getting a divorce now because it doesn't work. Okay. Because the pandemic had you guys cooped up. I don't know. And I'm not laughing because it's a good thing. I'm just saying it's interesting, you know, this time of reflection that we've all had. All right. Let's say you've created a business, from the pandemic. Maybe they weren't paying you what you were worth and you would realize that. Maybe you realized you hated your career, your job, and you wanted to try something new. Maybe you started a business. Those are always interesting things that we want to highlight in this time. Maybe you're in the supply chain business. Maybe you are, you know, affected by this pandemic. Or I really would love to find someone that works on one of the container ships. That's a dream story for us that we would like to cover. So let's see what else. Healthcare professionals, always important. Maybe you left the healthcare profession due to the pandemic, or you are joining it because I've got enough, you know, people who didn't believe that it was real. I've got enough people who, you know, unfortunately lost someone. We've got enough stories that way. You know, but hey, even if maybe you've got a unique story that we're not even thinking of. So just write to us and I'll tell you if that's something we want to cover or not. And, you know, we'll get back to you within, you know, a couple of days. Like usually we're really quick. So you can email us at CapAquariusMedia@gmail.com. So it's just CAP like Capricorn and then AquariusMedia@gmail.com. All right. And put in the title, The Endemic Project Documentary, because that's what we'll be titling this last installation once we get it. So, all right. I told you last week the cities that I'm going to, but I'll recap them here until our guest signs on. New York is the starting point always because we have to, you know, go there and then go up. We're going back to Iceland to cover some more stuff there. There's a few more things we want to wrap out. From Iceland, we're going to Stockholm, Sweden. From Stockholm, we're going to be in Luxembourg City, Luxembourg. I've never been to either one of those two. From Luxembourg, we're going to Nice, France, but that's just to fly in. We're not staying in France. We're going to Monaco. So Monaco for a few days there. Then from Monaco, Cairo, Egypt. Cairo, Egypt to Ghana. And then Ghana to Johannesburg, South Africa. Now, the African portion is up in the air because of time and cost. It's always that. Going these far places, like even when I went to Asia, that was a lot. So it's not that I don't want to spend time in Africa. I've got some connections there. I'm curious about it. I'm, you know, Black American. I'm curious about all of it. And I also want to cover, you know, more than just a couple places in Africa, because I went to a couple places in Europe and a couple places in Asia. I want to be fair to all the continents. So these dates and these stops might change, but right now we're booked up into the Egypt portion. And from there, if I can't get to Ghana, I'm going to go straight down to Johannesburg because I want to get down and, you know, maybe there'll be a stop in there in Kenya or Lagos somewhere. So just stay tuned with my announcements on those. But if you know anyone in those areas, email us. All right. And if you haven't followed us on Instagram, why haven't you? We would love to have you follow us. We'll follow you back. At the Startup with Monique Lorray. And it's spelled L-O-R-E, Monique Lorray. And then you can follow me on my personal one if you want. At Monique Lorray Stinson, S-T-I-N-S-O-N. As they say, that's the government name. Shout out to my dad. It's my dad's name. You know what? My mouth is watering because I really want to eat these pop stars. I can't wait until Vanessa comes on because we're going to talk to her about these things. These are amazing. Non-GMO, kosher, gluten-free. And the packaging is so cool. They're made in America. They're vegan friendly. They're made with sunflower oil or safe flour oil, which I've been using for a long time. And they still taste good. They don't taste like air. Okay, guys. A lot of you know I haven't had meat in, let's see, I'm 44 and a half. So I haven't had meat in over 5 years. Seafood, yes. Okay. Don't shame me. I'm not, you know, completely there. I don't know if I'll ever not eat seafood. I really do enjoy seafood. But for energy's sake, you know, it's really good. So, all right, guys. Oh, and for the month of November, I want to let you guys know that I will not be on live at all. I tried to do it on the last two films and we kind of did it, but I got to tell you guys, I was a walking zombie. So for my health and my well-being and for the well-being of my guests in different time zones, and for Sam's well-being of putting up with me and my Wi-Fi in various places, we're going to go ahead and run reruns for the whole month of November, okay? So ride that out with us, but we'll be back. So we're doing all fresh episodes this month, and reruns in November, and all fresh episodes in December and thereafter. So, yeah, I think this will be the last of my international travels for the year. and for a while. And we're going to focus on some other things like Sundance, which we hope we get a call for. But I am going to do a birthday party and a private screening, a mini private screening up in Park City. So there'll be announcements for that on how you can get tickets. But it's going to be, you know, semi-private because the people who helped with the films and friends and family will be invited first. And then maybe I'll meet some of you viewers and listeners, you know. We'll probably team up with a charity or something and do something with that. So it'll be a good ski week, that's for sure. All right. So hopefully my guests will sign on today. We missed one of them. I don't know. Maybe my time is bad for people. You know, it is a Sunday. I always keep that in mind. You know, people kind of forget about it. But should I change my time, you guys? I don't think so. We've been doing it for 3 years. I'm not changing my time. It's 1 hour on a Sunday. You know, it's not a big deal. We can make it happen. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of good things going on. I think that I want to kind of talk to you guys at some point. There's a few things. There's a few hot issues. You know, I think we were talking like about the plastic surgery industry. Excuse me. I have some health professionals. I'm going to bring on some, you know, some fitness experts and startup business experts. You know, I used to be in the fitness industry way back in the day. We're going to touch on those. I know I posted recently about that and kind of got the conversation sparked up about the BBLs and some body dysmorphia and all that stuff. But there's some other, you know, startup businesses I want to talk about. There's skincare. I have a friend that just opened a store. Shout out to Lena Laced. She started her business during the pandemic in her kitchen. And then she's now got a storefront. So shout out to her. That's huge. Within 2.5 years or however long it's been now, she's conception to storefront. There's a lot of stories, a lot of great startup stories. Well, I don't see my guest here. You guys might have me rambling for 30 minutes. I don't know if you can handle that. Sam, if she doesn't sign on, we might cut to 420 like the bill that just passed. No, I'll ramble for a little while longer. Okay. There's some other stuff going on. Let's see what else we can talk about. All right, guys, we're going to have a drag brunch with Matt Sarafa and the Amber Crane. We're looking at December 4th. Excuse me. Woo. December 4th will be the new date. We had some logistical things happen for today's drag show. So we're moving that. But it'll still be at the same location at Commodore, La Casa del Camino. Same fun. Bottomless mimosas, cheese boards, meat boards, veggie boards. So it'll be good. So thank you. And a shout out to our guy, Craig, at KXFM Laguna Beach Pride. Thanks for having myself and for having Matt on yesterday live in studio. His studio is just down the street from my house. It's really, really great to walk over there and just be on air and say hi and be in a station. You know, it's been a while since I've been in the station, but I do love working from home or from wherever, Sam. So I don't want you to get any ideas. I do love it. I do love it. But yeah, it's good. They're doing good work over there. And it was nice to, like I said, to just be in there and say hello. Shout out to Matt. He's got a lot of exciting things coming up too. Matt Sarafa, if you're not following him, he will be hosting our drag brunch in December. At Matt Sarafa, S-A-R-A-F-A, Sarafa. All right. Let me show you guys something here. All right. This is my client, Xavier Caldwell. All right. He's a rapper. He's an actor. And if you want to scan that QR code, you can. Check him out. He's going to be in a couple of things coming up. We're going to get him some more work. He's the first client I've taken on in this capacity because I think he's got something special. He's a go-getter. He's come from a place of yes. Right now, he's in the solar business. He teamed up with us with one of our gifting suites. And, you know, he used to be in service, so he's a veteran. And he's, I don't know, he's got something special. I used one of his songs in one of my projects. Like I said, I can't tell you which one yet. But check him out. If you need music, if you're looking for an actor, we're starting him up. It's all things startups here, okay? He's my first rapper actor that I'm helping lead the way. I told him I am not a PR agent. I am not an agent. I'm a casting director, but from reality TV. So I've been very clear about what my limits are, but he's awesome, and I think he might be good for some things. So Tyler Perry, if you're out there, I know that Xavier wants to work with you. All right, so we'll have to send your people some of his stuff. But yeah, check him out, guys. Rexo XO is his rapper name. One more time for the Rexo XO QR code. Okay, shout out to Xavier. All right, Sam, I don't see my... I don't see my gal chiming in here. I'm going to have to give it a try myself. Here. All right. Pop Stars 3D Potato Bites. Amazing. And they're real stars, guys. I love it. Yeah. Kosher. Non-GMO. Gluten-free. Made with sunflower oil or safflower oil. Vegan. It says that they support children's charities, which is great. They're helping children grow through art, which is great. I really want to know what the, if Vanessa looks like this. Vanessa, is this you? We'll have to find out. Guys, November 5th, Saturday, November 5th, I will be heading towards the East Coast for the film, but my team will be here doing the Casa LA Wine and Art Charity for Casa LA, and it helps court-appointed youth, you're so tongue-tied, court-appointed youth and their representatives provide them with services and for high-risk youth, you know, and I think it's a beautiful program. We always get the wine from Michael Solberg and Leah. Thank you so much. And others as well have been donating. So Pillar of Love will be helping us. That's a new project that's launching, and we'll talk more about that. But the gentleman behind Pillar of Love is going, you know, is helping this time. So there'll be some things moving. It'll be great. And we'll be pouring wine, and hopefully they'll auction art to help kids. We'll be pouring wine through my company, The Wine Caterers, right? And it'll be a good time, and I will be on a plane to the East Coast, but while I'm doing that, they'll be doing that. So if you are interested, if you have anything you want to donate, time, money, swag bag items, if you want to help, you know, with the kid, you know, and donate some resources and time or education or materials or whatever you want to do. We'd love to hear from you. You know, I think it'd be really cool. Now, this November, because I'm on the road, I won't be doing my Thanksgiving Day feed in downtown for the homeless, which bums me out because I want to be doing that every year. This film is just a once in a lifetime kind of thing. So we're going to have to, you know, just wrap that up and then get back on track next year. So that's the goal. And I think that's what we'll be doing. So we will give, you know, we'll get back on it. And of course the homeless need food more than just one day a year, but that's our commitment. That's what we can do at this moment and at this time. And then as it grows and things grow, you know, we can be more generous. And My whole thing is just to be consistent right now. Do one thing really well and be consistent. And sometimes just do something good. You know, sometimes you're not going to do everything great or perfect or awesome every time. But if you can be consistent and people can depend upon you or you can communicate really well, that's the goal, right, in the beginning with any startup, with any brand. So I, like you, have startups, still have things, kinks to work out in some of my brands. So yeah, the film stuff is going good. You know, the media stuff is going good. But there are startup stuff. Like today, I was doing paperwork for one of my companies, and it seems like it's never ending. It's Sunday, and I promised myself a day off, but it's more of a day off of staying behind the computer and just getting paperwork done. And there are multiple piles that I'm looking at. And, you know, that's normal, guys. That's normal when you have a startup and when you have multiple medium-sized businesses and large businesses. And you'll delegate and you'll get the right help and assistance. I think that for myself, I am, I like to just get it done because there's a learning process in that, right? So as I'm combing through paperwork and filings and things like that, I'm learning what's working and what's not. So sometimes it's good. It's smart to do it on your own the first time and then hire a professional. I'm really tired today, guys. Excuse me. what are you going to be for Halloween, everybody? What are we dressing up as? I usually go to Knott's Berry Farm for Knott's Scary Farm. It's one of my favorite things to do. I don't know if I'm going to make it there this year. I think I still have a little time to get there once I get all this work done. And I'll be scary this year. I think I'm going to go all out with the makeup. Well, I'm sorry that my guests didn't make it. I don't know if they're having login issues or anything, but we hope to see them next time. But yeah, again, Pop Arts. Shout out to Vanessa and her kosher, non-GMO, vegan, safe flour, amazing snack that I can't get enough of. And they're actually, they kind of remind me of Chex, like a large Chex star. Those are amazing. And the other guest. I'm surprised they're not here. Maybe they had something better to do. All right, guys. Yeah, follow us on Instagram at CapAquariusMedia. Gmail.com is the email. If you have any stories for the endemic film, at CapAquariusMedia on Instagram, if you want to follow us, Twitter, Facebook, at Monique LaRae Stinson, Instagram, Twitter, all the platforms, all of them. We're also on TikTok, which is a fun place. Thank you so much to La Casa del Camino for being a sponsor for this podcast. Michael Silberg Family Wines, thank you, Leah, for your continued support. And everybody that just comes through here, you know, that gives us their time. It's really cool. Oh, we have a gifting suite coming up in January as well. That's going to be a busy month. I think it's the week of October 16th, but we'll find out. And that is Golden Globes. And it will be in Beverly Hills again at that fabulous location. So if you have a startup brand and you want to command celebrity attention and showcase your brand in front of them, you can email us and we'll see if we can get you a spot. That is it, you guys. I don't think I have anything else to talk about. I was kind of jazzed to talk to my guests, but I guess they're outside having fun in the sun, which is something I should probably do. yeah, so that's it. So a couple more fresh episodes this month, and then November, we are back to reruns the whole month. Then December, we'll be back, and there'll be some good stuff going there as well. I think... we might have another event brewing for December, but other than that, it will be quiet. It will be business focused. You know, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about credit cards, business credit cards. I want to talk to you guys about, like, you know, moving money around and just speaking from the heart, speaking of like what I've been through, you know, as multiple startups and, you know, which banks have been better than the others. You know, I don't have a problem telling you what's worked for myself and what's worked was has not worked. And I think in the beginning, when you're trying, once you get your EIN number, you get a checking account, you're trying to get business credit, trying to build that up. So yeah, I've definitely had some challenges in the past. You know, things are starting to get better, but in the middle of a project, I've had a bank just completely, you know, you'll have to stick around for that show. That's, that'll be a good show. And then I'm going to lay out my credit cards, I think, and just show you guys which ones work and which ones don't. Not credit cards, but like debit cards. All right, guys, thanks for watching, and I'll see you next week, and hopefully my guests will be here. What will you start up today? And be good. See you.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.